Hello everyone, this is Soundaranaiki here. I'm here to give you the idea of Krishna consciousness, make you feel the ecstasy and overwhelming about your own creation by R. Krishna. And in this podcast, you would come to know several unknown information about R. Sri Krishna and Sri Radha as well. I'll make a promise at the each of the every episode, I'll definitely make you feel happy and contentment. So without further delay, let's get started. Everybody is looking for Krishna. Some don't realize that they are, but actually they are. Krishna is God, the source of all that exists, the cause of all that is, was, or ever will be. As God is unlimited, He has many names like Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Rama. All are Krishna. All are one. God is not an abstract. He has both the impersonal and the personal aspect to His personality, which is supreme, eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. As a single drop of water has same qualities of an ocean, so our consciousness, the qualities of God's consciousness. But through our identification and attachment with the material energy, our true transcendental consciousness has been polluted, like a dirty mirror which is unable to reflect a pure image. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, steady in the self, which is being freed from all material contamination, the yogi achieves this highest professional stage of happiness in the touch with the supreme consciousness. If there's a God, I really want to see Him. It's pointless to believe in something without proof, right? And Krishna consciousness and meditation are the methods where you can actually obtain God's perception. You can actually see God, hear Him, play with Him, speak to Him. It might sound crazy, right? But He's actually there, actually with you. There are many yogic paths we'll discuss in the upcoming sessions. One inevitable arrives at Krishna consciousness. I request you to take advantage of my podcast and enter into its understanding. I also request that you to make an appointment to meet your favorite God through the self-liberating process of yoga and give peace to a chance. Thank you, and that's all for today's stuff. Are you people interested to know my next topic? Guess what? Time's up. That is, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. Stay tuned. Until then, it's Soundaranaiki signing off. Bye-bye and take care.